Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori bringing you your daily financial services news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online. Kicking off with e-commerce, Australia continues its shopping spree online. The nation spent a staggering $63 billion over the past year. May's numbers ticked up by 0.7%, slightly down from April's 1.1% rise. Toys, games, and notably fashion trends pushed the surge back, while homestuffs and takeouts held back from the spotlight. A tip of the hat to Northern Territory and Victoria for leading the pack. On the flip side, Western Australia and Tasmania showed some restraint with slight declines. The Reserve Bank of Australia is hoping rate cuts would encourage more purchases, suggesting more may come in July. In superannuation news, funds are on a tightrope walk. They're tasked to enhance advice services to hold on to their members. And yet, they have to balance that with more complex governance demands following the Hayne Royal Commission lessons. Analysts like David Bell at the Conexus Institute suggest that success lies in employing streamlined advisory processes. Still, the move toward integrated advisory models stirs some worries about advice independence. With strong governance pillars in place, super funds could better serve the varying needs of their members. Meanwhile, on international soil, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is offloading his shares, selling over 3 million for a cool $1.1 billion. Bezos stepped back as CEO 4 years ago, but remains a vital part of the board and Amazon's largest individual shareholder. Thoughts are his proceeds will shoot high, straight into space via Blue Origin, his space venture. Other benefits will trickle down to philanthropic endeavors, including his Day One Academies initiative. Lastly, but certainly not least, in local insurance news, a groundbreaking ruling in New South Wales could change the landscape of injury claims. Want to walk your dog but suffered a car crash? If you're insured, your dog walking costs could be covered. Just ask Jeffrey Forrest. His insurer, QBE, is instructed by the New South Wales Personal Injury Commission to pick up his tab, a decision that might widen the scope of care services in claims. And that caps our financial roundup for this Friday, the 4th of July, 2025. For more news and tailor-made advice on insurance, finance, and money management, check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until our next summary, stay financially savvy, Australia.